With regard to lighting Hanukkah candles and making the brachos, so the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reish Ayin Vav that one makes all the brachos, Likner and Shasa Nisim, and the first night also Shechyanu, and then he starts to light the candles. That the brachos should all be over Lasiyasa. The brachos should all be over Lasiyasa, that you don't start lighting the candles until you finish making all the brachos. However, there are some who are knowing, not like that, who are knowing to start lighting the candles after Lahadlik, before Shasa Nisim, where they light some candles then. So is there any justification for that, or is it simply against Shulchan Aruch? So apparently there are some who claim that Al-Pi Kabbalah, that one would light the candles before the Bracha of Shasa Nisim. I don't really fully understand exactly what that is, what that's about or where it comes from. But even Al-Pi Nigla, there are those who discuss this issue. So there is a Maseches Sofrim, which is quoted as well by some of the Rishonim that goes by Marios, that indicates that the order is that you say Lahadlik Ner, and then you light the candles, and you say Haneris Halalu, and then you first get to Shasa Nisim and Shechiyanu. So clearly that you're lighting the candles before Shasa Nisim. So what would be the reason for such an idea? So in the Sefer Harei Kedem is quoted from Rav Soloveitchik the following discussion, that what is the bracha of Shasa Nisim? How do we define that bracha? So we know that you can even make Shasa Nisim without lighting the candles. It's a Birchas HaRoeh. If a person is not lighting candles and he sees other people's candles lit, he can still make the bracha of Shasa Nisim. So maybe it simply is a bracha of HaRoeh. When you see the candles, then you say the bracha of Shasa Nisim. In Cain, it would make sense to light the candles before you say the bracha of Shasa Nisim. Alternatively, maybe we should view it as like a Birchas HaMitzvah, or at least partially like a Birchas HaMitzvah. And there's two aspects to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. One aspect is the mitzvah of lighting the candles, and for that we have the bracha of Ladlik Ner. And in addition, there's the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. And for that, we say a bracha of Shasa Nisim. So it would kind of be like a Birchas HaMitzvah, in which case it should be said before the lighting of the candles. Another nafka mina might be if a person sees candles lit before he actually goes home and lights his own candles, would he say Shasa Nisim? So he writes there that Reb Chaim used to try to be Yotze L'chol Adeya. So he'd walk home from shul without looking to see any candles. And then after the first night you can't be Yotze, all the shitas. But after the first night, he would say L'hadlik Ne'er, and then he'd light one candle, and then you'd say Shasa Nisim, and then he'd light the rest of the candles. So it's over L'asiyasim for the rest of the candles, but you're still making it after you already see one of the candles lit. So that was his practice. It is interesting that in the Be'er Halacha, he writes, and it doesn't make sense to distinguish between the first night and all the other nights. So Reb Chaim did distinguish between the first night and all the first night. He would say all the brachos first and then light the candle. And then after that, he would light one candle first and then light all the rest of the candles. The Be'er Halacha is reacting not to this idea of Reb Chaim to try to be able to call it theirs, but reacting to a different opinion, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, which the Beis Yosef doesn't like, which is Rabbeinu Yonah used to say Shasa Nisim after lighting all the candles except for one. And that was the candle which was like the nase of that night. And then he would say Shasa Nisim. So that's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Be'er Halacha says. It doesn't make sense to distinguish between the first nights. But Reb Chaim, in his attempt to be Yotzi, the different shitas, he would actually do different things on different nights. So La'alach, if someone would ask me, I would say to do like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, to make all the brachos first. However, if a person does have a tradition otherwise, or if a person is in general a brisker, and he wants to do it this way, and say Shasa Nisim after he lights the first candle, there is room to do that. Rav Schechter just points out in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that from this Maseches Sofrim you see another fascinating point, which is that Haneris Halalu seems like it's part and parcel of the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. It's not like a zemer that we say afterwards. The Maseches Sofrim says you say Lahadlik Ner, and then you say Haneris Halalu, and then you say Shasa Nisim. So it's really built in to the whole procedure of the mitzvah. Why would that be? So he says that when it comes to Pirsum HaNeis, you have to have Sipur Dvarim. You have to talk about it somehow. So the Haneris Halalu is how we talk about it. That is, that these candles are a recognition of the Neis. So this is something to just keep in mind when you say Haneris Halalu right afterwards. So it should be something which we take seriously, and we realize that what we're doing is we're talking out the fact that we're lighting, and that is a commemoration of the Neis of Chanukah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also points out that one should have in mind specifically that this mitzvah is a commemoration of the Neis of the Hanukkah, and that will be the optimal fulfillment of this mitzvah.